So now it's my privilege and honor to introduce our speaker for tonight, all the way from Los Angeles, Lynn. Yay!
I'm Lynn, and I'm a grateful, compulsive overeater. Hello. I'm politically incorrect, so I want to get some business out of the way first before I go stream of consciousness. I want to thank the people that have held this program together for 20 years. Let's give them and see how a 20-year hand. Yes. Service is freedom. And for me, service is freedom from bondage of self. Just today, I walked through four fears, abstinently. I hadn't flown in 9 years. There's some folks in this room that have heard me drone on. I'd make it to LAX and then turn around. I would go. Better? Okay, take two. I'm gonna pass out these pictures. Pardon me? Did I tell you about my last sugar binge? My mother told me I wasn't a public speaker. I gained 50 pounds off of that. I kid you not. I would like to pass out the miracle of this program. This is Mrs. Staypuff in her motorhome, and this is Lynn with airbrushing and sleep. Service is freedom from bondage of self, and I see my friends. It is so great. These people saved my life. Talked to a few folks beforehand, and they'd been trying like I'd been trying my whole life. My grandmother was involved in the precursor to the program that Bill and Bob started, and the 12-step program was around my house from the get-go, and I was taught to give from the get-go. I was also taught to eat from the get-go. And the first meeting I ever went to, I did service at, and that was in 1969. I read the 12 traditions. I'll never forget it because I can remember I could memorize principles before personality. But I looked around and there was a bunch of old people in the room. So I went out and tested some more eating and came back in 1982. And I learned a lot about a different form of service then. I speak from my heart because this program saved my life. So it's stream of consciousness. I planned nothing, but I showed up. I suited up and I showed up. And that's what they taught me in 1982. Take the actions, the feelings will follow. Walk through all your fears, but don't eat over it. And for 7 years and almost 6 months, by the grace of God and people in this room, I maintained 120-pound weight release, and the doctors just went, you lived. So I cannot believe attendance is down. This is the best program in the world. This is the best program in the world. I would not be here. I mean, I spent my 40s, 50s obese. And now, as I like to say, almost 67's the new 37. That's how I feel inside. And a lot of it is because you folks have given service to me, tireless service. There's people that keep the structure of the group going. And that, to me, is daunting. I mean, I look around the room and I see people that have been here forever. And I see people that I've shared so many moments with. There's people that have walked me through leading my first phone bridge meeting because I was shaking. There's more than one person in this room. But they taught me service. I don't know. I don't know. I am just so honored to be here tonight because I was reflecting on the last time I was in Vegas, and it was 2008, and I weighed 236 pounds, and a friend from program was meeting me, and she was telling me how when she hit a certain age, this is for the ladies, that she blew up like a balloon and stayed on the couch for 10 years, sleepy, and I totally identified. But another person met me that day, and it was a director, and he wanted something I owned exterior. Everything was always exterior. Everything was always overachieving. Everything fixed me from the outside. And service and caring about a newcomer, that is my primary purpose today, is caring about the newcomers, because 20 years ago, I was in the back of a limousine, and my driver had gone from as big as I was when I came in to very small, and a different person from the inside out. He used to be grumpy and ego and this and that. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, see how. He said, see how. And I had never tried see how, C-E-A how, until this time, January 24th, 2010. I tried all the other ones. But that visual and that spiritual different feeling I got from him, that example stood out to me. When I was laying there, I jumped around, but when I was laying there for about 2 years ruminating, am I going to go back to that place where they tell me what to eat? Because it was really strict. My perception of it was really strict before CEA Howe. And then I remembered him. And I went to a meeting in Santa Monica, California. And the lady that was in the room that day, I was leaving, and I was never coming back. She's in the room today. She blocked the door. She had to, and she had a man help her. She was tall and beautiful, but he looked easier. They both volunteered to be my sponsor, and I knew he wasn't hitting on me. So I learned something about service then, because it turned out he was slipping, but he'd absorbed so much of the message that he transmitted it to me, and I stayed. And I stayed. And I have to admit that the only reason I surrendered this time was because my health was failing. That's the only reason. I would have gone on forever. I lived a life with self-will. Nobody identifies with wanting to control things, right? See, I got into my ego for a minute and lost my train of thought. I got a higher power here. And I give credit to my higher power for that weight release. Yes, I did what I was supposed to do. But if I hadn't changed from the inside out and done all the things they told me 35 years ago when I came in at 31 without my mother, if I hadn't gotten a higher power and started to care about me, and then therefore I was able to care about you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. And there's no service that's too small. It takes so much service to keep these meetings running, whether it's phone bridge or it's live meetings. It's tireless service. And to me, and I'm looking at somebody out there who does so much service. I mean, there's so many blessings here. There's so many blessings and there's so much love. And we do it for fun and for free. I don't see why we need media, but if we're going on radio and TV, I'm a traditions person. Oh no, you know, I don't know why they're not all here. This is the place. Don't you agree? And I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty darn proud of myself, though. I got on the plane today, you guys. 9 years I couldn't get on a plane. But I went, if I can talk to one person in that room who hasn't hit goal weight or is slipping and sliding or is getting complacent and who has ill health, just one kernel, and maybe I'll say nothing. There'll be another speaker tomorrow night. I know it's a good one. But no, I want to give back. If this is the last thing I ever do, I want to give back. And just to lighten it up a bit, let me tell you about that sugar slip. So when I was 8 years old, my mother came to my school. In case any of you have old ideas you can't get out of your head. And my girlfriend and I gave a little presentation up at the front of the room, and afterwards my stepfather and she basically said, I was terrible, and my friend was good because her father was the district attorney, and she sounded like she was addressing the jury. That stayed in my head the rest of my life. My sister, on the other hand, told me I was good on the phone at age 5 and very precocious. Hence, the phone bridge. Thank you, phone bridge, for saving my life. And then to finish that story, in 1982, they asked me to speak on a panel when I came back to program. I was so terrified of being judged as being a bad speaker. And isn't it funny I'm here tonight? Thank you, God. Sense of humor. That I stayed out of meetings for 4 months and ate the worst sugar you ever saw and gained 50 pounds. So that is why, for me, service is freedom from bondage of self, because the worst thing I can do is listen to my head. That is why I have a higher power. What am I rambling about? See how. I am looking at the lady that blocked the door. I want to thank you all for letting me show up tonight at almost age 67. And instead of 225 over 125 high blood pressure and adrenal tumors and not being able to walk across the room, you let me stand before you, even though I'm not some professional speaker or something. But I am an example of see how, that it can work for anybody. God is no respecter of persons. You too can have this, and you too can keep it. It's simple. I didn't think it was hard. I still don't think it's hard. I think speaking's hard. But when I sit down, I'm told, take the action and the feeling will follow. So that will empower me to go to another level of trying to help somebody, I hope and I pray. Because I still isolate. Phone bridge lets me isolate. And I just thought of another thing, because I'm looking at the lady who was my first, well, I had two sponsors. When I couldn't walk, and I was so sick, and couldn't get to meetings, I could do phone bridge. So keeping the phone bridge alive is such a service to people's lives. And I, for one, am going to go home and make a big donation. And I encourage you guys to do the same. Am I soliciting funds? I'm sorry. But if it had not been there, I can give you 3 doctor's notes. You'd have another speaker. And I'm so honored to be your speaker. I am so grateful to you guys. There's been 2 of my friends that have passed on in this program. One about a year and a half ago, and one about a week and a half ago. And one of them was sick and couldn't walk a block, and she stayed and she showed up at conventions, and that's another reason I'm here. I've seen her example of service, to give no matter what. It's not, oh, can I pay my mortgage, or oh, this or that. She couldn't. I mean, she was dying. And there was another lady, and she was a friend of ours in the program, and she passed on just a little over a week ago. And when I was shaking and leading a marathon meeting about three Decembers ago, she called me afterwards and she said, "You're saying that you released 120 pounds and you could live life in a normal-sized body gave me the courage to do it." She called and she made me feel like the most special person in the room. She called me about a year later and she says, "Lynn, I'm laying here in my size 2 dress and it feels good. And nobody can see it, but it feels good." And then, I'm careful of anonymity, but something transpired in her life about a year ago, and she went into service with a vengeance. She was at every meeting. She got great speakers. She did everything. She loved See How. And it's examples like that that make me get over my silly ego of mommy told me I sucked as a speaker and show up and say, "You know, I hope there's somebody in this room that has a little bit of weight to lose or release. You don't want to lose it because you'll find it." It gets worse if you keep going. For me, from my experience, it gets worse. As long as I had 25 pounds and could get it off, fine. But the health went. The health went. So if you're sitting here and you can't get it, and you feel it's hopeless, and you feel you're too old, or if you feel you're too young, and we're too old, stay. Stay. I had a chance at this all my life. I never had a chance to See How, and it is the best, and I'm not just saying that. But I had a chance at this my whole life. Stay, 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 even if you're eating. Don't get mad at me. Even if you're slipping, stay plugged in. Don't leave. Isolation and food will kill you. And I choose life. To wrap it up, I want to say that is such an honor and a privilege. It means more to me than anything I've ever done to be here tonight. And I've done all those fun, fancy things, like go to the Academy Awards and just outside stuff. I've had the money, property, prestige. I've had what a lot of people dream of. This is the best and the most important thing because I'm in the room. And I'm a little bit comfortable in my own skin being up here. I'm usually comfortable in my own skin all the time, but you can walk through life in such a better way if you work the tools, you get a higher power, just so it's not, well, from me, just so it's not me. If it has to be the ocean, if you don't believe in God, a friend of mine hugged a tree. Write your food down. This is what I do. I write my food down. I say faith-filled affirmations when fear comes in. I do a spot check inventory at night. Somebody taught me a trick I learned 35 years ago, and it may be cornball, but it works. I write out in longhand what is stressing me out because I've gone back into the worldly cares, you know, all those deadlines and reports and compliance things we have to do with life and time limits. If it's stressing me out, I write it in longhand and I put it in the God box. Just so it's not, you know, cast your care, turn it over. Anyway, What else can I say? If in case this is my last time I could ever speak to somebody who, no, who's on my, and my heart, never mind, I'm too friendly, I'm trying to be regimented. No, this is a structured program. If it wasn't weighed and measured, I wouldn't weigh and measure my reactions to life. I don't have to be angry with anyone anymore. I can take my own inventory, which took up until this year. Some of you know that about me. I can stay in my own spiritual lane. Let me think. I can appreciate people. There's people that have been working really hard this week, have been sitting in business meetings so that we'll continue on. And you know what? 10 years ago, forget it. I wouldn't have noticed. 35 years ago, when I was in my 30s, I was like a hummingbird. And I flitted around and got the attention in the room, but I didn't stop and ask you how you were and wait for the answer. And now I actually care. Now I care about that more than anything. And that lady who blocked the door is beaming from ear to ear, and I think that's my cue to say, I really love you people, and I really admire the people that keep the business going, though. That's hard, because you know what? I'm all heart now. I used to be Madam Take Charge in all business, and I couldn't stay abstinent if I had to do all that stress. So again, thank you. And thank you for letting me share.